Hello.
Hey, Jamie Forrest McGee, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Boris. How you doing?
Good, thank you. I'm good. Hey, I wanted to see if I could come out Saturday afternoon and kind of continue our conversation. I wanted to where we stopped to refresh your memory is I was gonna go look at the other property you have and kind of take a look at what repairs are needed and give you
Yeah.
kind of like a rough guess of what it would take to get you from where you're at to where you want to be.
Yeah.
So was Saturday afternoon be okay for you?
Well, Forrest, I had another conversation yesterday that I was very much in liking to, and I was going to try to get Alexis this morning sometime and talk with her because I know she's been sort of representing you all. But the last conversation I had with Zach was he had lowered his offer considerably, and just that, for us, that would not be acceptable at all. It's just way too low. The offer I had yesterday was way above what Alec had his first offer was. The one I had yesterday was right at 300. So I'm gonna go with that, I believe. So I talked with the guy at length yesterday also about the house that I'll be moving into. So, and we'll be talking more, but I think
What's
I'm gonna
the
go.
other guy's name?
I'm not gonna say right now. I don't think that's fair to either one of us, he or me. But anyway, I know he's with a company in Richmond. So anyway. But I pretty much decided to go with him, Forrest, and the 275 I think was what Zach came up with at first, and that was really borderline. But I think I got one other bid that was right at that. But the bid I got yesterday was 300. So anyway.
Yeah, well, Jimmy, I don't okay. I mean, you're in an agreement with us. You can't enter into another
No,
agreement.
just hang on now a minute, Forrest. I need to tell you about that. When I was talking to Zach, I said, "Zach, I would like to look over your agreement or your document." And I said, "I want to have my realtor and also my lawyer go over that." And immediately he referred me to the DocuSign, which I did. So my intention was, and my thought was, well, he wants me to sign that so I can have the document and look it over and do what I need to do with it. But as far as a sales or a sales or purchase is concerned, Forrest, there's only one way I would do that, and that's to have a table in front of me, both parties, and have a hard copy of the document with a pen in hand, and also at least one witness. So, as far as anything over the phone or computer, that's out with me. And so, as far as saying that I've signed something with you, that's exactly what it was about. So, the intention there had no intention of making a sale. Marsh, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just trying to figure out a path forward. So, when I was at your house, everything was fine. We were gonna, work towards a solution. We talked about the next steps, you under from the conversation that we had, it was fairly clear that you understood that we were in an agreement.
I
And
understood that you were,
now that it's not convenient for you anymore, you're
I've had several people to call just like you, and we talked over the situation of the house that I'd be moving in, and been very complete conversation about both places, this place and that as well. And the only thing I'm telling you right now, Forrest, is that when I talked with Zach and asked him, I said, I would like a copy of the agreement. So that I might have my realtor friend and my lawyer friend to look it over. And immediately, there was no conversation after that, he referred me to the DocuSign. And I shouldn't assume anything, but I assumed that was his way of just wanting to make sure that I had read the document and so forth, but had no intention of signing anything that was a sale or fast forward or anything beyond that. So that was completely his idea, and my intention was I don't know that much about DocuSign, but I figured that was a way that he had that he wanted to maybe protect the document or something. But as far as any sales or purchases concerned, I had nothing to do with that at this point, and I will not unless that document is in front of me. And the two parties, the party that's buying and me and another witness are there. And so that's the only agreement that I would agree with, Forrest. And
So has that other person, have they seen your property? Or are they giving you a price over the phone like we
yes,
did?
no, he came by and went through thoroughly, went through the house. So, yep.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to do. We've got an agreement, and then
No,
you
we do not have an agreement. That's what I'm telling you right now. There is not an agreement. If it is, it was forced on me, and I will follow through with that, Forrest. There was no comment made after I asked for the document to have my two friends check it over. He sent me straight to the DocuSign, and I figured that was his intent. But that was not evidently the intent was to get me to sign something, so you all have had me bound to that. And I'm going to tell you, Forrest, that's not good. And so I would not pursue that if I were you. But there's nothing I can do about that right now. But I'm telling you what my intent was. And it had nothing to do with sale or getting an agreement for you all to sell it to you. So you'll need to do what you need to do to check it out. And if you want to get back to me, that's fine. But I would certainly recommend right now that you not proceed according to that DocuSign. If you need to do that, then that's fine. We'll do that. But it's not going to be good for either one of us. So.
Well, just tell the new person that you do have a agreement in place.
No, I'm not going to tell that person I have an agreement because
Well,
I
you
really
have
don't.
to.
I do not, Boris. I do not. And I'm not going to use my phone or computer or anything like that to sign any kind of an agreement about selling this property. I mean, for 200 to 300 grand, there is no way I'm going to consent over the phone or anything like that. I never will. So you can do with
I'm
that as
just
you want.
telling you have to. You have to tell them that. Just tell them that.
I'm not going to tell anybody anything, Forrest, except you.
Okay.
I was forced
All
into
right.
giving you a signature or Zach
No,
a
sir.
signature because he wanted that for my asking about the document so I could get it read by my friends. So, I mean, that was if you want to look at it that way, that was a forced agreement. And I will not stand for that, Forrest. I will not. And if you want to pursue that further, you can, and I'll go with you.
Well,
but I'm going to
tell
you right
you
now.
I tell you what, Jimmy. I'm just going to sit back on this, and I mean, I want people, you know, that, you know, want to do business with us. I mean, you clearly have changed your mind. I understand that, but, you know, I don't think that, you know, this new person is going to do anything magical for you. And I think you're going to find yourself in the same situation with this new person. So, I'm just going to follow up with you in a few weeks and see how the new process is going. And, we'll just go from there. I don't know what else to do except, I mean, we're not going to get anywhere by going around in circles right now. So I'm just going to pull back.
I'll look forward to hearing from you.
I'm just going to pull back, and then in a few weeks I'll call and see how the new one's going. Okay.
That will be wonderful. Thank you so much, Forrest, and God bless in all that you do.
Have a good afternoon.
Bye.
Bye.